From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Supreme Court was away from home again today, hearing arguments in a borrowed courtroom at the U.S. Court of Appeals. That's about a mile from the High Court building where traces of anthrax were found on Sunday. The justices heard arguments on an issue that pales in shock value, perhaps only compared to the subject of bioterrorism, namely, when is it constitutional to outlaw depictions of children involved in sexual acts? NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Nearly two decades ago, the Supreme Court ruled that sexually explicit material involving children can be regulated more severely than similar material involving adults because of the government's interest in protecting children from being exploited and damaged. But what if children are not used to produce the material? What if the childlike image is an illusion? In the modern age, computers can produce real-looking virtual children, posed in suggestive or even sexually active conduct. In 1996, Congress passed a law to make that illegal, too. It passed a statute making it a crime punishable by up to 30 years in prison to make, distribute, or possess any visual depiction that appears to be or conveys the image of a minor engaging in sexually explicit conduct. Civil libertarians cried foul, contending that a law so broad can outlaw everything from cartoons or drawings in medical texts and sex education books to mainstream movies with adults in the roles of minors. Outside the courtroom today, lawyer Louis Serkin, representing a coalition of publishers and artists, elaborated on that point.
Scenes such as in Traffic and many other movies, Lolita and the Brooke Shields movies that were Blue Lagoon, I think that those are, create a real problem for Hollywood.
Inside the courtroom, Serkin told the justices that the law violates the Constitution's guarantee of free speech because it bans virtually any portrayal of adolescent sexual behavior. Justice Scalia, such as what? What? I'm trying to imagine what we would be deprived of by not seeing teenagers copulating. Is it Lolita, the movie? The book was all right, but do we have to see it in a movie? Justice Stevens, a bemused look on his face. How about Romeo and Juliet? Justice Scalia, gee, you've seen a different version than I have. Justice O'Connor, does the statute outlaw things that are not obscene? Answer, yes, the statute covers anything that appears to be sexual activity, as in the movie Traffic, when a girl apparently under 18 is covered by a blanket with a man on top of her and they appear to be engaging in sexual activity. Justice Scalia, wouldn't you have to show sexual organs? Answer, no, the statute says actual or simulated activity. Justice Stevens, whether you see the whole body or not? Answer, yes. Chief Justice Rehnquist, well, could we interpret it more narrowly? Answer, the legislature writes the statutes, not the courts. Justice Breyer, but if there's no way to tell the difference between real and computer-generated children, which I doubt, it would mean that you simply could not prosecute real child pornography. When the government's lawyer, Paul Clement, got up to defend the statute, he made just that point. He told the justices that federal law enforcement could be crippled if prosecutors had to prove the images were of real children. Under questioning, though, he conceded the government has, in fact, never lost a case on that ground. Justice Ginsburg noted the same problem arises with adults playing the roles of minors. Answer, yes, but Congress has provided an affirmative defense. The defendant need only prove the age of the actor. Justice Souter. So why not require the same for a person who says the image is not of a real person? Justice O'Connor. And what about the person who is prosecuted for possession? There's no affirmative defense for him. Justice Breyer. I go out and rent three films, Traffic, Lolita, and Titanic, each of which portrays people under 18 who appear to be engaging in sexual conduct. Why am I not guilty of illegal possession? Because I tell you right now, these films do contain simulated sexual activity. Justice Scalia. I didn't see any of these. Justice Breyer, perkily. They were good. Justice Stevens, it does seem from the words of the statute that even if you only see the heads of people who are apparently engaging in sexual intercourse, that would be illegal. Answer, I don't think the government would bring such a prosecution. If it did, the court could, if it chose, strike that down, but Congress should be allowed to update its laws to deal with modern technology. Justice O'Connor, but when we wrote our decision on this in 1982, and I was here, we relied heavily on the idea that children were actually being harmed. So what's your primary reliance when you don't have that? Clement reiterated that Congress was dealing with a real problem. Justice Kennedy, that's not an answer. You have to show that this statute doesn't outlaw more speech than it has to. Justice Breyer, what bothers me is why the obscenity laws don't suffice. It seems to me there is much material out there that would flunk the obscenity test, material whose objective is not communication, and that's the material parents really worry about. By the end of the argument, only one thing was clear. Neither side had had a very good day. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.